something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Maiduguri, off Dambor Road, opposite CBN Quarters, beside NNPC Depot, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., and Fridays, 5 p.m. for prayer meetings. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-571-4362. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah.
It matters what your name is. What do you answer? Who do you say you are? You know, my Christian, I'm so weak. Hey, that means you are Mr. Weak. You just named yourself, and God can't bless you. So he said, I'm not going to let you go. You may hold on to him and say, I'm going to hang on to the horns of the altar. I believe in God. He opened a way where there ain't no way. And still, that way will not be open. He wouldn't come through. He said, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. Well, the Lord said, what is your name? He said, my name is Jacob. That's why I can bless you. Your name is Jacob. I have to change your name before I can bless you. Got to change your name. He says, now you will no longer be called Jacob. You shall be called Israel. You are a prince. Then he accepted that. And with that, he got into the Abrahamic blessing. Hallelujah. Even though it had been conferred on him, he couldn't enjoy it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If ye... 29th verse of the third chapter of the book of Galatians. That is a verse you should never forget the rest of your life. If ye be Christ's, if ye belong to Christ, then, he says, ye are Abraham's seed. And then just like Jesus, you begin to say, ought not this woman being a seed of Abraham? See, you really don't need prayer. If you've been wanting to give birth, can you see you really don't need prayer? All you just do is just wake up to the realization that you are Abraham's seed. Ought not this woman? I mean, you can stand in front of your mirror, and instead of doing your eyeshadow and all of that, that's not bad. But this is better. Look at that lady on the other side of the mirror and say, ought not this woman being a daughter of Abraham, whose womb Satan hath held back, ought not this woman be loose? And then when you say that, by the time you start talking like that, the anointing, I feel the unction. By the time you start talking like that, the anointing is just... You'll be stirring up the anointing of the Holy Ghost in you. Then you say, look at that lady on the other side of the mirror. She be loose. And then, don't start begging again. Walk away. You know, walk bold. Oh, hallelujah. That's the way. Walk away bold. You just conquered a demon or a devil or the whole world or something. Jesus says, cheer up. I mean, Jesus, don't you ever figure Jesus like some, you know, weak fellow coming in and say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. No, don't think of Jesus like that. After the resurrection from the dead, he comes right into the room and says, all hail! I mean, he's a shouting master. How'd you hail him? I mean, you go like that. Glory. Hallelujah. That's what he said. He says, all hail. And they all began to hail him when they saw him. Hallelujah. That's Jesus. He didn't come and say, the Jews, the Romans, they are very bad. I suffered on that cross. He didn't talk like, he said, oh, hey, glory. Hallelujah. That's the way. When you're done praying, some of you, by the time you're through praying, you go like this, you get off your knees, and everybody in the house can tell you, you have really been praying. And they even think that God's been beating you right there. Please bring my bag. You were praying. And in that condition, you go to work. And they greet you, good morning. See, the whole burden is on your back. But Jesus says, oh, hallelujah. Oh, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor, all ye that struggle, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You have so much weight. He says, come, and I will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Peter says, casting all your cares upon him. Get your cares all together in a box, brother, and cast it on Jesus. Hallelujah. And then walk free. Every time says, hey, you know, you're supposed to be married by now. Get out. The cares of marriage are on Jesus. Hey, you're supposed to have a child by now. Get out. You don't have a job. Get out. Casting all your cares. They haven't paid you yet. Get out. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Casting all your cares on him. See, you're a prince. Your supply cannot be diminished. Do you understand? You have an eternal inheritance. Hallelujah. Your supply never runs dry. You are abundantly supplied. It's on continually. Every time you plug into that socket, there's a flow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, this is beautiful. See, here, we are acquainted. In fact, if they haven't taken electricity, the light, if they haven't taken it for several hours in a day, we are surprised. You mean NEPA gave us light? I mean, it's big news that light has been on since 8 a.m. and now it's 5 p.m. That's big news. That's big news. Huh? They didn't take it? We are excited. We are used to them taking it. It just goes, phew. And we go, oh. We know the options very quickly, you know? But I tell you, there are people in this same world, in certain places in this world, who don't know it is possible for the light to go. They don't know. Since they were born, they've never read it. They've never heard it. They don't know it is possible for there to be no light. Are you hearing me? They don't know. They're born into such an environment. They've grown there. They don't discuss it. They don't talk about, are we going to have light today? I mean, if you ask, do you always have light? Don't be amazed. What are you talking about? They would ask you, does it stop? They don't know that. In the same way, brothers and sisters, when you get into your inheritance, you will not know it is possible to have a shortage.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life from this day. I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled, Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0803-571-4362 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovehole360.com.
You know, being in Christ's embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person. And then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them. Because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision. God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Maiduguri, off Dambo Road, opposite CBN Quarters, beside NNPC Depot, Maiduguri, Borno States, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., and Fridays, 5 p.m. for prayer meetings. Thank you for joining us today. This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovehole360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.